then we got transferred, and so we had the suits on, and we were in, like, I think we were in once at one time a maximum security prison. Yeah.
That's what Sandra said, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then at one point you were with the general population?
Mm-hmm. But then that was crazy. I think I would have preferred to actually have been not with an activist at that point. Because I think that's when it really, I think that's when conversations about race and, I think that's when it got really intense. Like, this one woman, we really struggled with each other. She was white, I'm black, and for the first night, like, she really freaked out, and she actually jumped onto my bed, shaking to death, you know, having to be overnight, and, you know, it was just like, look, we can't make it through this, you know, and I think afterwards she was like, oh, you know, I feel like you have so much strength. It reminds me of these pictures that I took of these, you know, black nannies holding the white babies. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, please stop. You know, I saw, that was just driving me up the wall, you know. So I was just saying how I don't think those pictures are beautiful. Like, you think those are pictures of beauty and nurturance. And I feel like when I hear of those pictures, I think of, oh, where was that woman's baby? Who was holding her children? Well, she was holding your children, you know? Like, that you're marveling about. And that was really deep, having that kind of discussion with the first time I had conversations like that. And it was very mind-opening for both of us, having these conversations. And we just struggled through it. We were locked in a cell together. So where were we going? We just had to face each other. And that, I think, was really powerful. Like, there was nowhere to run, nowhere to move. Like, we had to survive this together and have these conversations together and deal with each other. And we did.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just remember that moment, that distinct moment when they closed it. It was just like, okay, this is it. We're going to have to deal with each other. She was from Texas. Just really a powerful person in her own right. And It was just really powerful, though, having to deal with those kind of concepts that we had with each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very difficult. I mean, you're already dealing with so much, and then to have something like that come out of the blue, that's just, Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, I would not trade that experience at all. Like, I loved how, like, we were in the jail. Like, people were talking about music, and some people had never heard of, like, some of the artists. Like, for example, I think, like, Founder and I were talking about, and we hadn't heard of their punk bands. And so it was just, like, real culture clash, you know? Real culture clash between, like, the punks and the people who liked hip-hop. And it was just really a clash. It was really interesting. People were not into each other at first. We're not into each other. Like, you're somebody different. Like, some people didn't wear deodorant or wore, like, their hair a certain way, you know? And so some people were aversion to that. And, you know, it was just really culture clash. I thought it was all really great. Like, I'm like, wow, people just sit on the floor and just, like, you know, are really in resistance to all of these bad standards. And I thought it was cool. Like, it's the first time I met people who've done that. So, you know, first time I met people who dye their hair, like, purple or red. And it was just really cool. It was such a culture clash and also encounter.